This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Vinny is out sick today. He does not want to bring his sickness in here, which we appreciate. And so Johnny Mosley has done us the kindness of coming in here and hanging out. You can see him at the Looking Glass. You can go to radioalice.com/watch. No, your camera is right there.
I'm waving.
That's you. And Vaughn, of course, is running our cameras as he does every day. So this will be live while we're live. And then throughout the rest of the day, he recycles it. So it runs in a loop. We'll see all the fun stuff that happens today. I assume some fun stuff will happen.
10-4.
All right. Good buddy.
All right, Shop Floor Craft Carpet, ladies and gentlemen. One in San Francisco for instant savings. Shop Floor Craft Carpet One?
Yes.
Floor it's called craft, Carpet One?
Carpet One.
Well, the highlighter ends at the O.
DeJesus.
You got to bring the highlighter to the one. Okay.
Sorry, I usually just highlight the time in the beginning for Vinny.
Your entire
word. No, I'm just, you're such a, I mean, what a rookie.
You know,
I'm deflecting.
Yes, what a rookie you are.
I'm deflecting my inadequacy to you.
Okay.
Now, that's when you say, screw off, Johnny.
No, you're right, Johnny.
Yeah, talent.
What
man.
A rookie.
What a rookie.
Let's try that again.
Yes, can you please hit it? Shop Floor Craft Carpet One in San Francisco for instant savings. Oh. Their experts will help you save on your home improvement needs for your floors, kitchen, plumbing, appliances. And guess what they have now, Sarah?
What?
Windows.
What?
Yes, with Hunter
Incredible.
Douglas, FloorCraftHome.com.
FloorCraftHome.com. Oh, my God, that's wonderful.
All right, jeez,
they'll pay
man.
Extra for that one.
Really? It took me a while to get to my news segment. Mm. I mean, this darn advertising. All right, so I made the tease about Bob Ross.
Yes.
And typically, if I was a real news guy, I would save that till the end of the segment.
Oh.
But I'm afraid, A, we won't get to it. B, I'll forget. So I'm going to put it right off the top.
That's
and
perfect.
In all honesty, just to, like, because I hate it when they do this in fake news, you know, in the news cycle,
yes.
When they give you a big tease and then it's like a kind of a tiny little story.
Yeah.
This is kind of a tiny little story about Bob Ross.
Right.
It's not.
Way to sell
so
it.
So I'm sorry if you just listened to like an hour of music and commercials to get to this story.
But here we are.
But it is kind of funny. Bob Ross, of course, the painter of he teaches people how to paint.
Happy little trees, happy little birds.
Incredibly handsome man and known for his look. Bob Ross, almost as famous for his curly hair as he was for his paintings. Remember,
yes.
He's got like the tight curly
yes.
fro?
Yep.
But it was all a lie. Now, that's a little harsh coming from this. It's not. Before he got famous, he permed his hair to save money on haircuts.
Oh,
I mean, that's kind of like an artist thing, right? He permed his hair so he wouldn't have to get haircuts. Is that something you would
you
do?
You know, no, and
Doesn't
I'll tell
it grow
you why.
Out and then you have to re-perm
First of
it
all,
again?
Right. First of all, perms are harder than haircuts. Perms are a huge pain in the ass.
And that's when they put the curlers
yeah.
in and then
and
you,
then some
you
kind
put
of
your,
solution.
And you put your head in the dome. Glass dome.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I guess
and what
so.
Is that for? To dry it or something?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Maybe you it heats there? Up whatever the solution is that they put on there to force the curls
Catalyst,
into place.
Right.
Yeah, I really don't know.
But
I
if
mean,
you only had to do it once, how long does a perm stay for?
Well, the perm
hey, Siri,
will
how
last.
How long does a perm last?
Oh,
what freaking accent is that?
That's adorable.
Irish. I love it.
Oh.
It's like one of those river dance chicks.
Oh my God! Of course it is.
48 hours. No, you have to let it dry for 48 hours.
What? All right, look. Here's the thing. This is why I call BS on that story.
Okay.
Because getting a haircut.
Oh, 3 to 6 months. Perm will last.
The perm will last. Sometimes if the hair will hold the perm, and then he'd have to go get another damn perm. Like,
yeah.
I just don't understand. Like it
but
takes
you don't
hours
have, like,
for a perm.
So do you think he didn't have even curly hair to begin with?
I just don't know.
So this is fake news.
Well, I don't know if it's fake news, but it just seems like that's not the reason you go for a perm. Like, perms are so much more difficult. In my humble
opinion.
Maybe
he didn't like it. We need to know more
about
it.
Maybe he was afraid of scissors.
And then obviously once it became his signature look, he
stuck
with it.
That was that he had to stick with it.
So that goes without saying. But that's the Bob Ross story.
Oh, well.
There's actually a little bit to that story. Oh, so he had kind of normal hair. Oh, that's pretty funny though. Like he looks completely different. He has sort of like his normal hair is
like wavy.
He's a handsome gentleman. He's got those kind of weird perv glasses from the
70s. Yeah, no, he definitely looks like a late 70s porn star.
Right, and it's kind of, he has like wavy hair that looks like, you know, that's a good picture where it's been like coiffed a little bit.
Yeah,
but he has coiffed hair versus like with his perm, it looks like a fro.
It does, and I wonder if he was, if it was more, less about having to get constant haircuts and more about, well, this will just be easier. I don't have to do anything to it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to like comb it.
Okay, so I think that, right, it just stays out of his hair. Because it is a pain in the butt to get your, you know, if you have hair that just hangs in your face, like to actually get it up every day. And
you have pretty straight hair.
Right, like, and I have to, I wear a hat every day, because otherwise it's just like straight down on my face, or I don't have, I can put stuff in it, which blows.
What kind of stuff do you put in it?
I don't know. It's like
something Malia buys you, or
I'd buy it like some kind of junk.
Bedhead?
Every time you go, you know, the hairstylist will sell it to you every time you're there.
Yeah,
like pomade or something. Baxter has sent me some stuff. That's nice stuff. Mm. Baxter of California. You ever heard of it?
Oh no, I haven't. Sure, shame. Plug away, dude.
Anyway, so but I think Bob Ross looks to me like he might have got that initially to keep up with the times. That looks to me like he was like,
I
would like some big
guy,
hair,
right?
70s, like, yeah. I like a little fro.
Yeah.
And so he's like, got a perm, and then it stuck, and then he was stuck with it.
So I don't believe it's BS that he had a perm.
No.
I believe you on that.
But the reason.
But the reason doesn't seem.
Like to save money?
Yeah. Or time. I don't think that it's a time.
Well,
think...
time every day if you don't have to actually style your hair, right?
Because
you just go, chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka.
That half dome thing, it's actually a hair dryer.
Oh.
It's supposed to heat it up and kind of like get the air
moving through. I see.
Yeah.
Good. No, I always wondered what those things. It's like social hour, right? You see those pictures and they're reading.
Sure, everyone's sitting there. In their hair. All the ladies.
You've never been in one of those.
I probably have. I feel like I've been to beauty shops, but I was much younger.
I don't think they really use those things anymore, do they?
I don't know.
I think they get you with the. Oh, have you ever been to one of those blow dry bars?
No, I've heard of those where people go in and they get their hair straightened out and blown beautifully.
Yeah, like a 15-minute blowout before you go out on a date or something like that. And then
have you done that?
No, I haven't. But I tell you what looks kind of cool is they have these like 15-minute stretching places. Have you seen that? There's one that popped up in Marin where you like you go in and it's instead of getting like a full massage, you can just book like a 15-minute and they stretch you out like almost like Thai massage style, but they give you a little it's like 8 people in there. I walked by.
Oh, 8 people around you?
No. You just have your own, like, mat. You have your own, like, massage table, and they stretch you out. They give you a stretch. Like, if you're a runner or something like that, Brandon, and he's gone.
No, he's there.
They
I'm
left.
Here.
Like, and you go for a run, and then you need a little...
A tweak.
A little tweak. You go in there, and they stretch you out, and then you're out.
What does that cost?
I don't know.
You didn't go
that.
In.
That
you
sounds great.
I didn't go. I haven't done it yet.
Do they do a little massage with it too?
I think
can
it's
they stretch
like a,
and like, you know, quick massage here
minutes?
And there.
And a happy ending. I mean, that's too much.
That's a really quick happy ending. You got to come in ready.
What do you need?
Don't ask me.
You need a minute and a half. What do you need? All right, just look at it. Just look at Brandon sideways. He's done. There you go. All right. So speaking of young bucks going big. Like Brandon, we'll go to this because this is kind of cool. This 26-year-old kayaker named Dane Jackson.
Dane Jackson, 26-year-old kayaker.
Since I'm extreme, do you have any
extreme?
Extreme! Bill and Ted.
Wow!
You know, there is a new Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure coming out. Yeah, we talk about it on the Johnny Mosley podcast.
I sure do.
Mm-hmm. With Hooman.
Yes.
But he launched a 134-foot waterfall on his kayak.
Where? What waterfall?
Salto de Mal, which is in Chile.
Oh.
So, pretty
cool.
So,
he goes down the white water, the rapids, he gets to the edge, launches off a 134-foot cliff, basically.
That's right, off this lip, and it took him 5 years to plan it, and he's, I believe he's this, like, their famous like kayaking family. Remember I did that Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams?
I do, yes.
Up in Northern California where I learned to whitewater kayak with this guy, Rush Sturgis, and I remember him talking about this guy because Rush has also done big cliffs like this, too. These, like, these extreme
Five
kayakers.
Years of planning? I don't get it. Why don't you just, basically point at the fall and go? I mean, how much planning does that take?
You would think, but I was watching a post on his Instagram, and he's like, nipple deep in the water that he landed in.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, when you find out that what you just landed in is not that deep, you know, but I think you got to, I don't know. I think you got to figure out if it's possible. I think you got to like kind of build up and see, am I going to die?
Well, within 5 years, I would think you'd be able to figure out how deep is the bowl down at the bottom.
Right.
Also, that's it. I mean, but what else do you have to figure out?
You know what might be 90% of it? Has to be the right conditions.
Oh.
Like the water has to be flowing at just the right rate. Like it can't be flowing too fast because maybe if it's flowing too fast, it sends you too far out and then you miss the target zone and you land in shallow water as opposed. Because I think you got to land right where the water is. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
What about this? If you are in a kayak and you go over a cliff,
mm-hmm.
like my picture of this is that now the kayak, which was level, is now facing down, but you are perpendicular to it, right? So are you face planting in the water or do you hug the front of the kayak and put your head down so that you can enter the water with the going sort of the same direction as the kayak?
I witnessed Rush do like maybe a 50-foot fall.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they do. I think they dump the paddle and they tuck. Basically, they do what you said. They grab the sides of the kayak and get mm-hmm. their head down. Because otherwise, just break them in half,
sure.
right?
Right. It would break them off at the hip.
Yeah, I think that's what they do.
Yeah.
So just like you.
There should be a grab bar at the front of the kayak so that their hands can actually even break up the water before it hits their head. Because even that, 134 feet?
That's a long way.
That's a long way.
I think you hit terminal velocity around there, don't you?
I don't know when you hit terminal velocity. I do know, though, that is the point at which you will not go any faster.
That's correct. Yeah. And I think you can hit it earlier with friction and all that stuff. But yeah, in a perfect environment with no outside elements, you hit terminal velocity around that. I've seen skiers jump big, you know, 100 plus 100, and they lose control. They can't at that point. They can no longer
tuck it in.
It's out of their control whether they're going to land on their feet or their back or whatever. It's just you can just see it all starts to fall apart.
Well, you hope that they land in the powder, I guess.
But,
right?
Yeah. So anyway, sorry to take you into extreme land.
Extreme.
Since I'm here, extreme.
Johnny Mosley sitting in for Vinny this morning.
Yep. Yep. I love all these news stories.
Pick your favorite because we only have time for one more and then you got to
get
some
text. That's tough. That's tough.
Read out the headlines and we'll decide.
Well, U.S. woman returns beer sign to German brewery after 55 years after she stole it.
Okay. What else? Give me one more.
Jif peanut butter rebrands GIF, but how do you pronounce it? Jif or GIF?
GIF. Why would they rebrand it? I'm into this one. Why would they rebrand that?
Do you even know what a GIF is?
It's a loop of a little, like a little.
I'm just checking because we were doing some Instagram coaching, and I found you to be in the media business.
Johnny's trying to help me.
Inadequate.
He showed me. I didn't even know how to tag people. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. So, as far as I know, a GIF is a looping little bit of video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I used to think it was pronounced GIF, too.
Yeah, I thought.
But most people say GIF, I think. I think it's a GIF.
Well, it is a G, so I'm going to go hard G.
Right. So GIF peanut butter has jumped into this.
Do people confuse GIFs and GIF peanut butter?
Well, they're just capitalizing on this trend. So they're actually printing just in time for National Peanut Butter Lovers Day in March, GIF will be selling rebranded jars of peanut butter. Instead of just GIF, the jars will read JIF, soft G pronunciation on one side, and GIF, GIF, hard G pronunciation on the other.
So that what they're hoping for is people will go, oh my God, I got to put this on my social media.
Yes.
Spinning the thing, making a GIF out of the GIF peanut butter thing.
I mean, the work is already done. We just read it.
Yep.
I mean, when was the last time peanut butter was in the news? Right.
It's been quite a while since I heard anything relevant about peanut butter. That is fascinating.
But I think it is pronounced GIF.
Former
CompuServe engineer, GIF creator Steve Wilhite told the New York Times that it should be pronounced Jif with a soft G. That's how I always thought. So he says Jif, and he's been saying it that way ever since he created the file format in 1987. What?
Well, if he says so and he created it, we're going to go Jif.
It's Jif, so that's...
You know what, though? If I called it a GIF, you'd know what it was.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny?
Yes?
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, we better get to some of the texts right now. 650, is we there already?
652.
Dang. All right, cool. I love the text. Thank you for texting. You make me feel loved.
Oh, well, did you pre-read them?
There were some people listening this morning.
Oh, God.
You know, because this guy, remember I said, oh, those hardcore listeners must be at the gym?
Yep.
Yes, sir. Jim listening on the way home.
Ah.
Love you guys. I'll start with a depressing one. 3 cases of coronavirus, because I noticed you said when it comes to America.
Yes.
It's here. 3 cases at Travis Air Force Base, now admitted into the Contra Costa Regional Medical Center in Martinez.
Uh-oh.
So just a heads up.
That
it's
is
around.
Right down the street.
London Breen has declared a state of emergency over coronavirus in the Bay Area.
Has so she really?
We're in San Francisco. So,
so
yeah.
She's our mayor, and she's saying...
She's taking us, you know, she's getting ahead of it.
I really wish someone would give me like 10 things I can do to not get the coronavirus.
Yeah.
You were saying this morning that they're saying this is going to be around for the next few flu seasons. Like, this will be part of what we're dealing with now.
Yeah, the guy I watched on the news basically said it's going to be around, it's just going to be like the flu, but the difference is we don't know about it at all. So I think they're going to try to develop a vaccine, but they don't know anything about it
yet. So it presents as the flu? I mean,
yeah.
Those are the symptoms?
I think
Why
so.
Why is the death rate so high?
I don't know. That's another question.
Because the other thing is, like, they say the flu, you know, the flu is very dangerous because in older people or people mm-hmm. with compromised immune systems or young people, it can be deadly. But this one seems to be taking out people who are like, you know, that doctor, the first one who, the whistleblower guy, the guy's like in his 30s, perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Fishy.
Someone, I see, 510, do you do that? The numbers, give
sure,
me credit.
In the 510
points out that she's a nurse and there's a shortage of N95 masks. That's the number we were looking for.
Yeah, N95.
For the flu. And they happen to be made in China, so that's interesting.
Oh, boy.
Because nothing's getting made in China right now. And then, hold on, just get to these real quick. People were commiserating. I barf during the first lap of when I'm running. I used to barf during a track race in high school. They say the backseat of an Uber has more germs per square inch than a public restroom, they say. Whatever that means.
Thank you, they.
All right, Sarah, what's coming up in the trash?
How about the best songs in the country at this moment?
Whoa. What do you say to that?
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.